My scripture reading is in Luke 15 and starting with the first verse. Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near him to listen to him. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who needs no repentance." Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your blessed word. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for these parables, these stories that explains the facts of life, Lord, and has instructions from you to guide each one of us in the ways and in the circumstances of life. And Heavenly Father, right now, we ask your blessings on the thoughts that we express and the words that we read, and help them to help each one of us as you would have. In the name of Yeshua, we ask. And amen. And I would like to read again my text. And my text is Luke 15 and 7. So let's look at it. "I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." You know, it goes without saying that our Heavenly Father is very understanding and very compassionate about everything that comes to us in our life and in our service for Him. Perhaps you are one of many of the people who love that particular chapter 15 of Luke. And it begins, Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. It seems as if where sinners and publicans are concerned, it seemed as if Yeshua was as if a magnet attracting those kind of people. And much is said about Yeshua in those words. When you think about the ones that love to come and gather about and eat with him and hear his words, we could say that they were outcast. They were the ones who had failed in life and perhaps were in failure at the moment. As these outcasts and failures came, no doubt they came because they realized that in Christ, in Yeshua, they would find help instead of condemnation. They would find understanding instead of accusations. And a finger of pointing. The publicans and sinners, it has been said that he was a friend of sinners and that he liked to eat with them and that he gave even most of his time to them. And if you'll think about some of the occurrences while Yeshua was here on this earth, you will note that he had sometimes hard words for righteous people. But he always spoke kindly to those who had missed the mark, who had strayed away. In fact, the word sinner was seldom on his lips. And usually the word that was lost. He referred to these as lost. On one occasion when the people murmured because he seemed to be in the company of those kind of people a lot, he told them gave them four parables, told them what amounted to four stories. In these stories, we see four ways of getting lost. Four consequences of being lost and a fourfold quest for the lost. And first, let's examine the lost four and look at how they became lost. For certainly we know that lessons can be learned from that kind of examination. And the first to look at of the lost was the sheep, lost through heedlessness. The one sheep that was lost was not a particularly bad sheep. He was perhaps no worse than any of the others of the rest of the flock. He had the same kind of love for the shepherd as the other sheep in the flock. He just allowed distractions and deception by the one who is master of deceit. He allowed these distractions and deceptions to keep causing him to drift away. Perhaps in a quest of better grass and greener pastures. And then when all of a sudden he realized that darkness fell, he realized that he was all alone. Through failing to give heed to the shepherd's call, this sheep got lost. And this is the way of so many of God's children today, the sheep of his pasture. They get overwhelmed, sometimes too loaded, too busy with the pressing affairs of life. And they gradually find themselves ever so slowly drifting away from God, from his church, and from the brothers and sisters who are there to help and to listen, to give ear. And then in the darkness of some tragic hour, they discover that they are suddenly all alone. All because of heedlessness. Heedlessness. Putting yourself in the position or allowing yourself to drift away to where If there's a voice to be heard, it is so low and so quiet that you don't really understand and you don't really grasp the heed for staying close, for being obedient, for staying where you belong under the watchful care of the shepherd. And the second lost is the coin, lost through idleness. The coin was the same coin it was before it was lost as it was after. That which was silver did not suddenly turn to brass. And that which was lost did not mean that it all of a sudden make that person or thing unworthy or with no value or character. The coin became out of circulation and thus lost. The coin represents our service to the Father. And when we remove our service to God, we are out of circulation and thus lost. Next, we examine the prodigal son, lost through willfulness. The younger son was lost because he wanted it that way. He was willing to be lost. He was basically a good son, but sometimes a home, some homes, becomes a real strain to ones that are part of it. There is a lot of rules to abide by. There are a lot of expectations put upon ones in the home. And so this young son, he could only think of himself and what he wanted and his selfishness in life. Thought only of the moment. Thought only of his wants and desires, his pleasures, and was willing to ignore his duty to his loving father and the rest of the family, and most of all, to Yahweh. And so he deliberately took off on his own. And in an effort to prove and exercise his freedom, he became a slave to sin and to a strange man in a distant land. Yes, he was doing what he had finally to survive, willing to be treated and to become a slave, willing to eat with the animals just to survive. He was lost through his own willfulness. And next we examine the elder brother, the fourth of the lost, lost through haughtiness. And this conscientious and honest young man stayed at home and yet became lost. He was lost through pride and haughtiness. He was satisfied with himself, but he came intolerant toward others. And most importantly, he became lost to the purpose of the Father. What if the prodigal son had been met and seen his brother first before he saw his father? Have you ever thought the results might have been different? It could have been the prodigal son, after he heard what his older brother had to say to him and his decisions in life and the outcomes, he might have turned around and went back to the pig pen. Do you ever think about your lifestyle and your attitude in life situations and how you react sometimes to the events that is part of your life? And have you ever wondered, do they attract people to Christ, or do they drive them away? Now let's look at the consequences of being lost. And first, of the sheep, the consequence of helpless distress. The sheep was lost not because it had been destroyed, for it was very much alive. It was lost because it had wandered away from their shepherd, not hearing the voice drawing it close and near. And the flock that was also around the shepherd. And all of a sudden it realized that it was now in a state of helpless distress. The aimless multitudes that had not heard the call of God. A call to come home. A call to come in family. A call to be part of God's family. Aimless multitudes with no sense of real purpose in their life. No laws to follow. No God to worship. They suffer the same consequences of helpless distress. And next, the coin. The consequence of uselessness. The lost coin still had its value, and it still had the image of the emperor stamped on it. But being lost, it was useless. It still was the property of its owner, but it was no value. And unless you have lost touch with God, you have not lost your value. But you are useless to Him and to His service. Let's look at the prodigal, the consequence of degradation. The clean-cut, well-dressed young man was now living in filth and poverty and was clothed in rags. Friends, wealth, self-respect, and virtue was now gone. But this is the consequence of willfully choosing to leave the Father. Degradation awaits each of us who decides to walk the path away from God. Why would we want to cut the strings to a loving family and to a loving Father who only wants the best for us in life? And then we look at the consequence of joylessness in the older brother. Whatever else may be said of this son, it must be said that he could not be a happy person. The consequence of his sin of haughtiness was joylessness. When religion is infected by jealousy and pride, there's really little difference between the elder brother and the prodigal. And finally, we look at the fourfold quest for the lost. And the first of those is the quest of the great shepherd, Yeshua's quest. And when we think of good shepherds, we think of a shepherd that surely would be content and thankful knowing that there was 99 remaining sheep safe and accounted for and secure in the fold. But not Yeshua. As long as one sheep is lost from the fold, he will search until he finds it. And when he finds the lost sheep, he won't scold or beat or upbraid it, but he will lovingly lift it to his shoulders and gently carry it to the safety of the fold. What about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is given as that magnificent gift of the Father to each one who will open his heart and his mind to accept the freely given gift. And the Holy Spirit sweeps through each soul as it is allowed to, removing the dirt of sin until it is found that the one affected is like a bright and precious coin restored to useful service. What about Yahweh, the Heavenly Father? The Father always takes the initiative. Remember the parable of the prodigal son? And remember the end result when the prodigal son finally comes to his senses and decides, it would be much better for me to go home, to return to the one who loves me, return to a loving family and a rightful, joyful service. The Father always takes the initiative. Remember how the Father stood waiting for his son to come and he had his hands reached out to receive him? He wasn't holding back anything. All he was showing that I'm glad you're here. Welcome home. I love you. And instructing his servants to get out the best of clothing and apparel, to bring back to him whatever remaining element of self-worth to help that be accomplished. We love him because he first loved us in 1 John 4:19. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son in John 3:16. There is also a quest for the church. In Luke 14:23, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you, Christ said in John 20:21. And just as Yeshua was sent on a quest for souls by his Father Yahweh, so are we given a commission by Yahweh to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom, so that each one may have their chance to hear the good news and receive the Father. Have their chance for salvation, for receiving eternal life, for being in the family of God, living forever with family and with Yahweh and Yeshua. Just as Yeshua was sent on this quest, so are we as part of the body of Christ. And however people may be lost through heedlessness, through idleness, through willfulness, or through haughtiness, they can be assured that there is a loving Father in heaven. And that loving Father loves you more than you can understand or ever will understand. He has that degree of love for you. There is a loving Savior, a Lord and Savior, Yeshua, who is also there to welcome you. And there is their Holy Spirit, who always is there to lead and guide and comfort, to remind, and to be with you through everything that you have to go through. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Comforter, will always be there for you. Yahweh and Yeshua love you and will always be there for you, and will always be there through everything that you have to go through. The title of my message to you today was The Lost Four. So I'd like to ask at this time, if you would, to stand with me, and we want to read the blessing of God to us. Let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. Wonderful words.